Well, a poem closer to home, or to your home, a poem I wrote visiting D.H. Lawrence's shrine above Taos several years ago. Still following the same theme. The man who rode away. Above Taos now, I peer through the crack of your locked door, dead Lawrence. And there indeed I see they've got you now at last, safely stashed away, locked away from the light of your dear sun, in the weird great dark of your little shuttered shrine. With the dark brown cover of your old portable clenched like a jaw upon dumb keys, teeth sans tongue, as in a mute mask of a Greek megaphone. Ah, here's real proof the soul has its rages, dampered in darkness, shrine locked, booby-trapped for burglars, plumed serpent stoned into a gargoyle. Lawrence, Lawrence, bearded David, phoenix flamed out of a mine head, ash to ash, sown in Vence and re-sown in America, Del Norte. Where now, here now, your portable seed has blown away. Other seeds are growing, not yours, Lawrence, in the white sands, proving grounds. Lawrence, now I see you come alone from your cribbed cabin, all fenced in the backyard compound of that big caretaker's house. You stand still a moment in the still air. Your eyes have a Mexican look, turned south over the arroyos. Ahora y siempre. Winter is coming. You have your ticket. You have your blue denim jacket. You have your crazy Stetson. Your tin phoenix, tacked to a tree, drops in a gift shop window. A mistral wind rattles the pine needles of your bones. Reminds me, I went up to see the D.H. Lawrence Shrine. It was locked the day I was there, and I could only peer in through the door, and Robert Creeley said, "See, there's his crazy Stetson." That's where that line came from. His wife, I believe, is buried across the doorway. I mean, in the ground. So you... My memory may be wrong. It's been 4 or 5 years. It seemed to me you had to cross over her to get to the poet, which is often the case with living poets, I find. If you can get past the wife, you might be able to talk to the poet. I don't mean to be derogatory to wives, like Kenneth Patchen's wife guards him very... lovingly, and he needs it. He's a great American poet who's very sick in Palo Alto.